Like this, like you are born of a human condition, a human being. Is this really you? There may be past life. You were born not so fortunate. Maybe as a animal, as a dog, as a cat, or as a fish, or as a bird, or sometimes as non-human, can be the betas or hell beings or even demons. Then sometimes when you have certain parami or good merits, you can be born in the heavens as devas, as brahmas. Yeah, develop your training of the mind. Then you experience different realm of existence. But which one is you? None of them are you. They are all dependent originating entity, condition arising, causal phenomena. Dependent on condition, they arise. Karmically conditional for you to come to this existential world. So understand all this, see all this clearly, then you understand. So when you experience death of a loved one, of a very close friend, or your own siblings, or your parents, or whatever. You have to understand the real Dhamma, profound Dhamma behind. Each and every one of us, all the form and mind, they are not a permanent, unchanging entity where we can cling on to, hold on to, and say, this is me, this is I. No. Because they are dependent, originating. Condition arising, impermanent. That's why it's not a permanent, unchanging entity. It is anatta, non-self. It's not a permanent self, unchanging. No. It is evolving, dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomena, supported by condition, it arises. When condition cease to be, it cease to be. That's what phenomena is all about. The phenomenal world of consciousness, the phenomenal world of form, they have these universal characteristics of impermanence. You want things your way, which is not nature's way. You will lead to suffering, the universal characteristic. Then because it's impermanent, it is non-self, empty. Anatta, some call it Shunyata. So this understanding can liberate your mind. You have to understand the conditioned Dhamma and the unconditioned Dhamma. Then you can live life to the fullest, beautifully. Then life becomes clear, meaningful, beautiful, and wonderful. You must understand within the conditioned world. It recognizes the relationship. There is such thing as the law of karma. There is such thing as a form in mind that is subject to karma. Even though it's not a permanent unchanging entity, not you, but it's related to you, connected to you, to your nature, through the karmic. The karmic nature, through causes and conditions, condition the form in mind to arise. And because of that, this form and mind is part of your segmented life. Because to come to this existential world, the conditioned world, you need a form and mind. You need a karmically conditioned or created form and mind for you to come. We call it the vehicle and the tool. Without this vehicle and tool, you cannot connect to your nature. You cannot understand things. You cannot develop the wisdom, the perfection. That's the reason why the form and mind is so important, so beautiful. So when you understand all this as a cultivator, then you become so beautiful. Then when you are able to have the condition to live the good and wonderful life with your loved ones, with your children, your siblings, your kinemators, your friends, your colleagues, your relatives. You can live it to the fullest. You can really have the good life. But should anything happen to them, there is no sorrow, no grief, no lamentation, no worry, no fear, nothing. Why should you? Because you know they are just form and mind, condition arising, causal phenomenon. When conditions cease to be, it cease to be, it just separate and cease. There is no such thing as death. No one born, no one die, no one sick, no one old. That form and mind is not you. It's dependent originating condition arising phenomena. Through karmic nature, it arises.